first and second cousin, then they're juggled by the dozen. They play as long as Papa pays the bill. And it's getting more expensive each time that they expand. The big bad on the floor. The USA was loading to old Papa 7 billion. Chicago and New York and Louisville. Up to them, they don't play their call. In Brooklyn, they were banned. The big bad on the floor.
Yeah. young lady here to see
her. A guest.
Oh, well,
good.
No, I don't know if she's a guest star exactly. She's just got a girlfriend. Gladys Zabisco.
A daughter. How are you?
Fine, but why are you in trouble?
Trouble?
Yeah, Justin is on his way over when I rushed over to warn you.
What happened?
Well, Jack and I had a date after his rehearsal, and I was standing across the street from NBC when Jack showed up. He was in a very romantic mood. In fact, I've never seen Jack so long.
Gladys, maybe it's the moon, maybe it's the stars, maybe it's the fragrance of the night, but I want to say something to you I've never said to any other girl.
What's that?
I'd like to buy you a drink. Here, the Tom Brenneman. They've got a lovely cocktail lounge.
Oh, there it is now.
Oh, there's Tom Brenneman over there. Hiya, Tom.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh. And hello, young lady.
Oh, this is my girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco.
Well, it's a real pleasure to know you, Mr. Zabisco.
That's fine. But I wish you'd keep your hands to yourself.
He's only trying to pin an orchid on you. Gladys and I thought we'd stop in for a little drink.
Oh, fine. Well, if I may offer a suggestion, you know, Phil Harris comes in here a lot. He seems to like our champagne.
Champagne?
Mm-hmm. No, it tickles my nose.
Now, I just have so much to tell.
Okay, but Bill always likes champagne.
Well, he's got two shows.
Just much to tell.
Will the lady have the same?
No, bring the lady her own glass of much to tell.
This sounds cheating.
I'm sorry you wouldn't go for champagne, guys. I wanted to buy this kid a drink.
Oh.
To buy you a drink.
Well, why don't you come right out and say so instead of setting a trap?
Oh, come on, Jack. Have a drink on me. Wait till it's always day 29, please.
Jack, I have to run along. I'll take care of the business here. Enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you, Tom. He's got it. Isn't it romantic? Soft light, champagne.
But they have an office in the other room.
It's cozy here.
But if you care for some music, there's a jukebox over here in the corner.
Oh, wonderful. How about playing something?
Okay, where do I find a nickel?
Let's see. Oh, here, I've got one. See, what have we got here? See, Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
The Andrews sisters. See, there's three of them. The four Mills brothers. The eighth spot. I wonder how many spots. Oh, here's Fred Waring's Glee Club. There's a buy if I ever saw one. Here must be 100 of them.
You don't like Crosby.
What's the like?
All right, it's your night. I'll play Crosby.
Why don't you
stick
your nickel in?
I was just wondering. Gladys, all those people sitting around, do they get to hear it too?
Honestly, some people go through life listening to the other fellow's nickel.
How can you be so
funny,
Jack?
You're a good star. Oh, that's right. I guess I'm only kidding.
Hey, come on, everybody. I want you all to listen. Here it goes.
Love is funny.
Maybe my ticket
will come. Well,
it's not a use, Jack. But I've got to play my nickel in there. nickel, and this machine and the record wouldn't play.
Well, I've got nothing to do with that machine. You'll have to see the owner, Mr. Brenneman.
Mr. Brenneman?
Oh, my friend Tom. Oh, yeah. Where's Tom? Stepped out. He's cruised out.
The good things, all it's bad. The beautiful, beautiful to take it from. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking, well, all right, I'll
we did is look pretty good on television. And no clothes? Why not? Funny that you mentioned television thing. You know, I was in the radio store the other day looking at the new show called
Lucky Strike.
A package of Lucky Strike cigarettes. Radio star by Lucky Strike because you have great control. But I've asked you to say with everybody else, it's LSMST, Lucky Mighty Fine Television. You stole that from us. So I just bought it, Jack, because it fits Philco so well. Mighty Fine Television, Mighty Fine Radio. Either way, it's C-H-I-L-C-O. And the big news in Mighty Fine Television is that now you can get genuine Philco television for a sensational new low price. In fact, the lowest price ever for Philco television. Only $199.50, plus $1.35 federal tax and the installation cost. And man, that's really pulling the cost of television down. Right down where everybody can afford this great new kind of home entertainment. And make no mistake, despite its low cost, this new Philco cable model is a full-size, high-quality television receiver. Nothing skimped, nothing left out. Yet you can get it at the lowest possible price for which a quality television receiver can be built. Give you brilliant pictures for shot, for clear, for real. Compare this new Philco 700 and let your eye be the judge. Get yours now and get set for the baseball season. Buy it for as little as 10% down at your Philco dealer.
That was the last number in the second series.
Oh, wait, Jack. It's my program.
That's good.
Oh, pardon me. I'm so absent-minded.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Crosby. Who did that next week?
Well, next week, Jack, we have a very jolly program with Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Stewart? Jimmy Stewart?
Cut that out. Does Jimmy Stewart buy you champagne? Broadcasting Company.